Good morning, Minister. Good morning. This is Minister Cynthia. Let us go to prayer. Heavenly Father, most gracious and loving God, we all thank you for waking us up this beautiful morning and getting us this breath of life. Everyone, every good perfect gift comes from you. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us from harm and danger. How grateful we are that you care about our conditions, our souls. You have treated us so that problems in our souls are protected in our health and in our emotion. As we face your promises, blessings, and commands, help us to remember that all the good things in our lives come from you. We want to pray for sick in this chat. And we want you to go by the hospital and touch somebody this morning, Lord Jesus. We want to thank you for DL Dillion family, for Artists and Connections, keeping Dr. Blessed Wonderful and Dr. PK in our prayers, Lord. Thank you this morning. Thank you for the speaker that's going to download a message to us this morning, Lord. Thank you for Dr. Reverend Dr. Spiller for his vision for Artists and Connections. Thank you, TMC family, and guests for joining us this morning. God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. And God, go out today and have an artist day and love somebody, touch somebody this morning. Give them a smile because it goes a long way. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. Host, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, I can. Take it away, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you also. Praise God. Praise God. Good morning, each family member. Good morning to all of our friends. My name is Minister Robin, and along with Minister Cynthia, we welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. We are so glad that you are here on the Master's Call. Thank you so much for greeting the people, Minister Cynthia. Well, this call is all about our Master. He is the great I Am. And our call was founded by two wonderful women of God. They are our mentors. And they are Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She is affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And Dr. P.K. Roberts. She is just fabulous. She is Miss Dimples, and she's also celebrating a birthday this month. So we say thank you, victorious women of God, for finding, for listening, for implementing this awesome, awesome call with the vision that God has given you. We stand on Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you," because that's what this call was founded on. It was founded on prayer. We believe in praying for you. We know that as we pray, God hears us, and changes take place in your life and also in your family's lives. Our mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we started October 25th, 2010, so we are approaching 5 years. We have a website for you if you would like to find out additional information about us. Feel free to go to themasterscall.net, where you can listen to every single message that has been archived there. Again, www.themasterscall.net. We also have an email address. Our email address is info@themasterscall.net. There you can send us your prayer requests. As I mentioned, we like to pray. You can send us your praise reports. We will rejoice with you. If you want to be part of our team, if you believe God has given you a word to share with the body of Christ, right now, during the season, send it all to info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, they will get back to you. They will definitely respond. We also would like to thank the Diaz de Leon family, because that's how many of us found out about this call. That's the company that brought many of us together, and we are, first of all, the company is Artists International, and we are health and wellness entrepreneurs. We are reloaded. We are on fire. We are artists for life. So if you would like to find out more about our awesome company, about our products, We have a transformation that is taking place July 15th. Feel free to go back to the person who invited you to this call, or for the artist entrepreneurs, we have our morning motivational call immediately following this call, and that number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-pound. It's hosted by Godmother, our Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, and an awesome, awesome team of leaders. They encourage, they teach, and they motivate us. So again, feel free to go to 530-881-1300 immediately following this call, PIN code 539-598-POUND. Well, I am not going to take up any additional time right now. Let me tell you about the man of God. He is one of our family members. He is a mighty man of God, a mighty man of valor, Pastor Chuck Brown. He has a ministry for the masses. He has been ministering over 12 years. He's been delivering an awesome message of faith, healing, and encouragement across the nation. He has such a unique teaching style. I mean, it's clear. You will hear the word. You will understand the word. It will change your life, and you will say praise God to the word. Awesome, awesome, awesome. His sermons, they're highly acclaimed. They're effective, and they are applicable to each and every single one of us. He started Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center just with 16 members, but look what our God has done. He has over 200-plus members. He has an affinity for excellence. He's done it all with class, and he doesn't want himself nor the church associated with it. He wants you to know that God is the one who's in charge. God is the one who's given him this excellence, and God is the one who is building the body of Christ there at Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center. He attended Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, and that's where he met his soulmate, Marcia N. Brown. She's a graduate of Spelman College, and she too is an anointed speaker, teacher, and worship leader. And Pastor Chuck says she is the epitome of being a helpmeet. Praise God. He also has an awesome book. I advise you get this book. It is The Death of a Desperate Woman. It's taken the nation by storm. It's reached over 9 other countries. And the strength of this life-changing book was witnessed at many festivals, one of them being the Essence Festival. Pastor Chuck, he achieved the milestone of being the best-selling author there. He is highly sought after. He's a musician. He's a producer. He's a songwriter, and he's a recording artist. He's our brother here. He's one of our family members, and he is an anointed man, preacher, pastor of God. And without any further delay, we love you, Pastor Chuck. Please come forward.
Thank you so much for the gracious introduction, Minister Robin, Minister Cynthia, for that prayer. And for all of you, the people of God who are on the line, our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Pastor Dr. Vanessa, we're grateful for you as well. Let's get into what the Lord has for us, and I'll be celebrating. We're celebrating 20 years of marriage on today to my wife and I, so we're grateful that the Lord has kept us this time. Matthew chapter 8. Going to read verses 5 through 10 and verse 13. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10, as well as verse 13 from the New Living Translation, which reads, "When Jesus returned to Capernaum, a Roman officer came and pleaded with him, 'Lord, my young servant lies in bed, paralyzed and in terrible pain.' And Jesus said, 'I will come and heal him.' But the officer said, 'Lord, I'm not worthy to have you come into my home. Just say the word from where you are, and my servant will be healed. I know this because I am under the authority of my superior officers, and I have authority over my soldiers. I only need to say go, and they go, or come, and they come. And if I say to my slaves, do this, they do it.' When Jesus heard these words, he was amazed. Turning to those who were following him, He said, I tell you the truth, I have not seen faith like this in all of Israel. And now in verse 13 it says, then Jesus said to the Roman officer, go back home. Because you believed, it has happened. And the young servant was healed at that same hour. Been in for a few weeks, the series I'm entitled, My Faith is Leading Me to His Favor. My Faith is Leading Me to His Favor. Last week I shared how we're favored in a bad spot. Today I want to minister from this subject, favored by His Word. I'm favored by His Word. Oh, you can't talk about faith and not include God's Word. We define faith as the capacity to trust God's character, intention, and ability over what has been presented to us. Faith, the capacity to trust God's character, His intention, and His ability over what has been presented to us. You have to learn how to trust God. You have to learn how to trust all of Him over what the enemy has shown you. The devil is always presenting unfavorable situations to us. Yet, despite what we see, we must still trust God. The devil paints one picture, but you have to trust God. The devil shows you the worst scenario possible, but you still trust God. The devil presents lack, but you have to trust God. He presents sickness, but you have to trust God. He presents the pink slip, but you must trust God. He presents being broken, and division, but you have to, despite all of those things and all of those presentations that the enemy sets up in your life, you still must trust God. It's an absolute must that you trust God over everything and everyone. It is only then that you qualify to receive what none of us really truly qualify to receive, His favor. I need you to hold on to these definitions because, I think it's going to help you throughout your journey. If I gave you the definition of faith that the Lord gave me, here's favor. I've defined favor as being given preferential treatment by God that gives you an advantage in life. Being given preferential treatment by God that gives you an advantage in life. God's favor gives you the edge. God's favor gives you the advantage to win. He gives you, His favor gives us the assurance of victory, the assurance that all things are working together for our good, the assurance that trouble won't last always. His favor assures us that no weapon that is formed against us will prosper. So faith in God is not an option to those who want the favor of God. No faith, no favor. No faith, no assurance. No faith, no advantage. No faith, no promotion. You must have faith. The just must live by faith. We must walk by faith and not by sight. I can't receive God's favor until I have complete faith in Him. But there's another component to this. Just like I can't have God's favor without faith, neither can I have faith without God's word. Too often we're looking for an answer without asking God what He thinks about it first. So we make moves without asking God what He thinks first. We want direction. We want direction without asking God what should we do. When it's very clear that we're to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be provided, given to us. Then over there in that Proverbs book, it admonishes us to acknowledge Him in all of our ways, and He will give us the desires of our hearts. The answer you've been searching for is contained in the mouth of God. I am favored by the word. I'm a student. I'm a self-professed student of God's word. You can almost say that I'm a nerd for the word. Now, I'll take that because the only way I can show myself approved unto God and rightly define the word of truth is to study like crazy. And I am by nature, most of you don't know me, but I'm a reader. I read every day. There's never been, ever since I started reading as a child, there's never been a day in my life in which I did not read something. I read everything. When I say everything, I mean everything. I read novels. I read fiction. I read nonfiction. I read poetry. I read even instructional material, motivational blogs. If it's there, I'll read it. But I must admit something, that the book that has by far given me the greatest advantage in my life has been the Word of God. And I'm not exaggerating about my reading. Before Katrina, over 10 years ago now, I had well over 1,000 books in my personal library. Lost 60% of them in the storm, tried to build it back up after the storm. Even before the airlines would charge you for luggage and carry-ons, I packed several books in my luggage and personal bags. Then my church bought me my first iPad, and that changed my life forever because now I have thousands of books in this one particular device. And many, you know, we have so many more. But I read The Secret. I've read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I've read books on focus. I've read on how to become more productive. I've read every John Maxwell book on leadership that exists. I've studied books on the mind. I've studied books on empowering your thinking and changing your confusion, or your confession, rather. I read all of these books looking for something that was already given to me in God's Word. Yeah, they spelled it out and gave practical examples, but the basic concept was already in God's Word. So basically, I spent money purchasing what God had already told me for free. His Word is powerful, y'all. So let's look at this. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, again, New Living Translation, it reads, "By faith we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen." First thing I need you to understand is that God spoke the word and created our world. God spoke the word and created our world. So the entire universe was framed, not by God's touch, get this, but through his word. That's why I can't understand how folks don't get excited about hearing God's word. Because God's word came out, and whatever he said, it became. Oh, my God. I can't wait to talk about that in a few minutes. He said, "Let there be," and it became. He spoke light into existence, and it became. He spoke earth into existence, and water, and animals, and plants, and vegetation into existence. And whatever he said, it became. What's mind-blowing to me is that in Genesis, it says that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, but it never said that God touched it to make it right. He didn't touch it. He didn't reform it. He to shape it. It only shows that God spoke it, and because of what he said, order came to chaos. God's word is powerful. He said, "Let there be," and it was. Then he called it, and whatever it became, whatever he called it. And if you have time, you can go back to Genesis chapter 1 and look at that whole order of creation. The only thing that he actually touched was man. Everything else, the only thing he formed through his personal touch was man. Everything else he said, God said, "Let there be." And God said, "Let there be." And God said, "Let there be." And it happened. And then God said it was good. And I'm trying to get you to understand. To comprehend why we are favored by God's word is because if there's anything that can bring the change to chaos in our lives, it's the word of God. Hallelujah. One word from the Lord can bring order to the chaos. Not only that, but whatever we need to happen in our lives, one word from the Lord can make it so. Let there be healing, and healing must come. Let there be prosperity, and prosperity must come. Let there be peace, and peace must come forth. Let there be revival, and revival must break out. Let there be approval, and it must happen. Whatever God says must happen. His word brings order to our world. Not only that, number two, God sent the word, and it delivered our world. He sent the word, and it delivered our world. Over there in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, we know it, but listen to it. In the beginning, the word already existed, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. Get it? God created everything through him, the word, and nothing was created except through him, the word. The word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. And I want to bring clarity because a lot of folk like to attack the written word of God, and I don't want to get into this whole debate of the Logos versus the Rhema, the Logos being the written word, the Rhema being the living word, because most people have really oversimplified it and what other folks think. And the prevailing thought is that the Logos is only the written word and the Rhema is the living word of God. That sounds right, but it can get confusing because, check this out, what was written, the word that we read, was at some point spoken by God, and those who heard it wrote it down. So the Greek words really aren't that important. What is important is that in the beginning, God didn't just speak the word, he was the word. The word already existed. It was there before heaven and earth came to play. It was there before the sun was lit and the moons were placed. The word was there before day and night existed. The word was there prior to seasons and years and months and weeks, days, hours, minutes, seconds. The word was with God, and the word was God. Now, are you ready for this? See, now we can see the word in a different light. When God spoke, he was actually pulling from himself to form whatever was needed. Lord, that's powerful. That's why God can't lie. He can't. Jesus said, look, sanctify them with your word. Your word is truth. He can't go against who he is. So when God says it, that settles it. When God decrees a thing, it must happen. When God says rise or fall, it happens because his word is who he is. So now we have another understanding of Jesus, because the word symbolizes the person of Jesus the Christ. When God first approached creation, he used his word. Man messes up, and what does God do? He doesn't just send his son, he sends his word to recreate the world. Oh man, I hope y'all are getting this. He spoke the word to create, then spoke his word to recreate what was messed up. Anybody got some areas in your life that's jacked up? God has sent this word to recreate what was broken. God has sent this word to recreate what the enemy has messed up. God has sent this word to even recreate what you've messed up. Jesus is the word, and his word did us a favor by delivering us from sin and letting us come back to a right relationship with the Father. God, we thank you for your word. Here's number three, and this is my final principle. Whatever word God sends out must fulfill his purpose in our lives. Whatever word God sends out must fulfill his purpose in our lives. His word cannot return unto him void. So in our original text, soldier comes to the word, Jesus, needing a favor. He needed preferential treatment from God to give him an advantage in life. And this captain of the guard describes the situation that one of his workers was crippled and in excruciating pain. He comes to Jesus, but he comes in faith. See, a lot of folk go to Jesus, but they don't go in faith. And if you don't approach God by faith, then you will not experience any results nor experience God's favor in your life. He describes the situation. Because Jesus can feel this man's faith, Jesus volunteers to personally come and lay hands on the servant. But that's when this man's faith kicks in. And Jesus said, let me come to your house. The man stops him in his tracks. No, Jesus, I don't need you to come. I don't need you to go to the prison. I don't need you to go to the hospital. Y'all know how we always trying to send Jesus to this place and that place. Go to the hospital, Lord. Go down the skid row, Lord. All this stuff. But this man says to Jesus, and I like how the New Living says it, say the word from where you are, and my servant will be healed. Some of you may not understand why this is so crucial, but let me show you something else. The Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God, Jesus physically died on Calvary. He rose again, but then he ascended to where the Father is in heaven, right? So he's not physically going from place to place like he did during that time. He's not walking the streets of Jerusalem nor the roads of Damascus. He's on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. You got to see this so you can know what you're praising about. This man's faith said, I don't need you to go there. I only need you to send your word, and I know if you send your word, everything will be all right. Then his faith goes further. He begins to share how he understands authority. I'm a man of authority. Watch this. What he says goes. If he says to do this, those under his authority get to moving. If he says he needs this done, those under his authority get to doing. His authority makes things happen. And what this man is trying to get us to understand is that God's authority makes his word work in our lives. God has dominion over everything. Don't get it twisted. The devil has no authority over God. The devil can only do what God allows him to do. But God has the authority, and so his word goes out with the credentials of heaven saying, I have something I must do. I have somebody I got to bless. I have somebody I need to bring healing to. I have someone to encourage. I have somebody who needs hope, and I'm bringing it to them. I have somebody who needs the strength that comes from joy, and I'm bringing it to them. There's somebody on this line who needs a turnaround, and the word is bringing it to you. And here's what I like about Isaiah 55. I believe it's Isaiah 55 and 1. Isaiah 55 and 11. What he says is that the word cannot go back to the Father unless it has done everything that God told it to do. It can't do half of it. It can't do part of it. It has to do it all, God. God's word is on assignment, baby. It has to do what God sent it out to do. It must handle its business. It must do what God purposed it to do. And when this captain said that, it shot Jesus to the extent that Jesus declared that this man, sworn enemy to God's people, captain of the empire that was ruling the Jews at this time, this man had faith that Jesus had never seen before. Let that sink in. Remember, Jesus, the word, was in the beginning. So he saw Moses cross God's people across over the parted Red Sea. He saw Joshua praise the walls down. He saw Gideon do more with less. He saw David kill the giant. Yet despite seeing all of those displays of faith, Jesus said, I've never seen this kind of faith. I've never seen this kind of faith in the history of the world. Listen, this kind of faith was connected to the word. Lord, speak the word and change my life. Lord, say a word and change my diagnosis. One word from you, God, can change everything. If you send your word, I know favor is going to come to my life. If you send your word, I know that success is also going with it. If you send your word, I know a way out is also going with it. God's word is essential because God's word is absolute. I told you that he cannot lie. His nature doesn't allow him to lie. We can lie, but God can't. I can look at a carpet and call it black and it's a lie, but God can look at a gray carpet and call it black, and what was once gray now is black because of his word. Oh, God, some of y'all missed it. Even if it ain't what you need, once God speaks it, it becomes what you need. God looks at it as one thing and calls it something else. Y'all got to start getting excited about the word, because when God speaks, it changes things. He knows you're in debt, but he speaks that you're a lender. Yeah, he knows that you feel cursed, but he speaks that you're blessed in the city and in the field. He knows that you've been under for so long, but he speaks that you're above only. You're the head. Yeah, not to tell you you're crying, but he speaks joy. He knows that Lazarus has been dead for 4 days, but when God sends his word, it passes through the graveyard, going from tombstone to tombstone until it finds who it was looking for, and what was once dead is now alive because of the word. Man, God's word is bringing favor to you. I said earlier that Jesus ain't coming down from heaven, but that's not entirely true, because Jesus is the word, and wherever the word goes, Jesus is there. That man had faith enough to know that if Jesus sent the word, that it was just like Jesus sending himself. Man, we are favored by the word of God. Let me go ahead and turn this call over before we go over our time. I apologize. Minister Robin, I turn it back over to you. God bless you. We love you all.
Praise God, precious God, the word, that's it, simply the word. I will be calling you back, Pastor Chuck, so you can give us our daily benediction, but we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we love you. We honor you. We thank you for the man of God that has brought the word forward. We thank you, Lord, that your word is true. Your word is life. Your word will not return void to you. Your word will change lives. Your word is substance. Your word is food for our soul. We thank you, Lord God. So, Father God, as I come now and I just decree and declare, we thank you, Father, for what you were doing in Phyllis Carter's life, Father, and in Suzanne White, Father. You are Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. And no matter, Father God, what has occurred, and even though we may not understand what has occurred, but we know that family members, their family members are with you, Father. So give them peace. Give them comfort. Give them strength, Father. Give them your love, Father. Let them know, Father God, that although they may be going through this situation, Father God, that there is nothing that is too difficult for you right now. And Lord God, I thank you for Jackie Henderson's father. I thank you, Lord, that the surgery has taken place. I thank you, Father, that he is being restored. He is being made whole. Thank you for the favor, Lord God, that he had with the physicians and with the nurses, Father God. And Lord, you said in your word, Father, that when we speak your word and we believe your word and we decree your word, it will go forward. It's going to accomplish every single thing you told it to do. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the man of God speaking the word, believing the word, encouraging us with the word, and letting us know that the word is what will change every area of our life in the name of Jesus. Well, family members, again, this is the Master's Call. If you want to hear this call again, you can listen immediately following this call. Dial 712-432-1085, same PIN code that you dialed in. And don't forget the morning motivational call, 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-pound. We have, starting July 15th, transformation is taking place. You can win $50,000. Go back to the person who invited you to this call, and they can let you know more about what is taking place in our lives. Pastor Chuck, awesome man of God, I thank you. I honor you. We love how you teach us and you show us that the word is true. Minister Cynthia, thank you for greeting the people. Thank you for opening us up in prayer. Master's Call family, we love you. Pastor Chuck, please come forward.
Amen. Thank you so very much. Praise God for you as well, Minister Robin. Father, we're grateful for this day. Thankful, oh God, that you're sending your word out before us. You're sending your word out before we get to work, before we get through this afternoon. Your word has already gone forth and put people in place and set things up. God, we're grateful that this will be the best day of our lives. There's no other day that has been like this day. Prove yourself mighty in our lives, oh God. Thank you for immediate manifestation, those who are sick, immediate manifestation of healing. Those who are broken, oh God, immediate manifestation of wholeness. Thank you, oh God, that this day will trump every other day, that this will be a wonderful day for your people. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Again, we love you with God's love.